The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by McFarland's, where service is a family tradition, and J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment, and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have spoken by phone after a nearly four-week gap in direct communication. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
They talked about the possibilities of a two-state solution, and the president reaffirmed and reiterated his strong belief in that possibility.
But Netanyahu has repeatedly rebuffed Biden's calls for Palestinian sovereignty, declaring at a news conference yesterday he's told U.S. officials he will not support a Palestinian state as part of any post-war plan. Kirby again.
Good friends and allies can have those kinds of candid, forthright discussions, and we do. It's not going to change the president's view that the best long-term solution for regional security, particularly the security of the Israeli people, is a free and independent Palestinian state.
Meantime, U.S. Navy fighter jets again struck Houthi rebel sites in Yemen. Two U.S. officials tell AP they took out anti-ship missile launchers. In other news, sales of existing homes sank to a nearly 30-year low last year, down 18.7% from 2022, according to the National Association of Realtors. Rising mortgage rates getting the blame. More retailers are laying off workers, Wayfair and Macy's the latest. And Ed Donahue reports the publisher of Sports Illustrated has notified employees it's planning a big layoff.
The license to use the iconic Sports Illustrated name in print and digital has been revoked. SI covers over the years have featured people like Olympic gold medal winning swimmer Michael Phelps.
It was a fun picture to do.
And Sports Illustrated has made stars out of people like Kate Upton for the swimsuit editions.
My first cover was really a huge opportunity for me, and I was 19 years old. This magazine, launched my career.
Talks are ongoing on licensing. Sports Illustrated got its start 70 years ago, but has changed hands a number of times over the last few years. Once a weekly publication, it's now a monthly. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A big rally has stocks at new highs and pushed the S&P, Dow, and the Nasdaq into positive territory for the year. Seth Sutel has more in the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street returned to record heights, capping a punishing two-year round trip dogged by high inflation and worries about a possible recession. The S&P 500 rallied 1.2% Friday to surpass its prior all-time high set at the start of 2022. The benchmark index had dropped as much as 25% from that record on worries about much higher interest rates. Since then, inflation has cooled off, the economy has remained out of a recession, and the expectation is now for interest rates to ease. Tech stocks again helped lead the market, led by chip makers including Broadcom, Nvidia, and Advanced Micro Devices. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1.7%. The Dow, which set its own record high last month, rose 395 points. That's about 1.1%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
WRCO, 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCL News is sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you. There is a wind chill advisory for early Saturday from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. Look for scattered evening flurries tonight, then clearing off and a bit colder with a low of 8 below. Winds will be northwest 5 to 10. Plenty of sunshine, but cold tomorrow. High 11, partly cloudy and frigid tomorrow night with a low of 10 below. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 7 miles per hour. And under mostly cloudy skies, our current temperature is 6 degrees.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality?
When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty, call 608-604-6039. That's 608-604-6039. Or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Iowa County suffered a fatal snowmobile crash Thursday morning. The Iowa County 911 Center received a call at approximately 10:50 of a crash on the Military Ridge State Trail between County Highway BB and County Highway YZ. Life-saving efforts were made by law enforcement and EMS personnel, but Richard Coe, 67, of Jefferson, was pronounced dead at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. Preliminary investigation shows that Coe was eastbound on the Military Ridge State Trail when he lost control of the snowmobile and was ejected from the machine, suffering serious injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Agencies involved include the Iowa County Sheriff's Department, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Ridgeway Fire and First Responders, Dodgeville EMS, UW MedFlight, and the Iowa County Coroner's Office. Representative Todd Novak and Senator Romaine Quinn introduced legislation this week to continue to fund the Office of School Safety through the fall of 2025. The Office of School Safety is a division of the Wisconsin Department of Justice, created in 2018 to keep students safe at school. OSS has become a critical resource for students, teachers, school administrators, and education communities throughout Wisconsin with the intent to prevent violence in schools. While the program has seen significant success in keeping students and teachers safe, the OSS has struggled to maintain adequate funding to support a full-time program. Representative Novak and Senator Quinn worked closely with Attorney General Josh Call and DOJ officials since the state budget was signed into law in July to find a solution on a funding source for OSS. This bill ensures that OSS may retain the necessary full-time staffing levels and continue to fund the program through the fall of 2025, while providing DOJ the ability to reallocate existing funding sources from revenues of concealed carry weapon permit fees to continue to fund OSS. The bill is currently being circulated for co-sponsorship and has already received bipartisan support. The proposal will be formally introduced in the legislature later in January. The 2024 Making a Difference Awards Banquet, sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO Radio, will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. The banquet will honor this year's award recipients, which have been announced. This year's award winners are the Phoenix Center for Business of the Year. This award honors a business that has made a deep impact on the community through its work, its employee impact, its volunteerism, or its leadership to create growth and a true sense of community. Marilyn Loft Hauk and the Oak Ridge Mountain Humane Society won the Outstanding Organization Award. This award is for an organization, formal or informal, that has made a deep impact on the community through its work, its vision, its volunteerism, or its leadership to create a caring, compassionate community. Troy Sharp will be honored with the Civic Leadership Award. This award goes to an employee of the city, county, state, or other governmental agency who goes above and beyond the call of duty to enhance Richland County. The Ombres Ithaca Lions have been chosen as this year's Nonprofit of the Year. The Best Face Forward Award is presented to recognize a business or commercial property owner who has improved the appearance of a building or property in the community. This year's recipient is Computer Doctors. Jim Brock is this year's recipient of the Community Stewardship Award for work on providing the community with inspiration and vision by touching the lives of Richland County residents and his impact and dedication in making Richland County the center of it all. The Emergency Responder Award gives special recognition to individuals who risk their lives to save others. This year's Firefighter Award goes to Doug Tyler, and the Law Enforcement of the Year goes to Lauren Moe. This year's recipient of the Educator of the Year Award is Liz Perkins for building strong and caring relationships with students while excelling and demonstrating in knowledge and passion to effectively enhance students' lives. She also shows an understanding of the individual needs of students and encourages them to use their talents and foster their self-esteem. The Medical Hero Award, or Healthcare Professional of the Year, is someone who gives of themselves to make us a healthier community. This award goes to someone working in the medical field, which could include doctors, nurses, CNAs, or anyone involved in serving in the medical arena in any way, including those behind the scenes, such as support staff. This year's winner is Mars Jelenic. The Up-and-Coming Youth Award is meant to recognize someone 18 or under who is making a difference in the community or school. This year, the award goes to Maddie Smith from Kickapoo Schools. The awards banquet will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center. Social time will be at 5:30 with dinner at 6:30 and awards to follow. The public is invited to attend and help honor those recipients. Tickets are $20 and available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, Ameriprise Financial Offices, or Napa Auto. Tickets include dinner, beverage, dessert, and awards ceremony. Plant Diagnostics, the step-by-step approach to identifying plant problems, will be held online, offered by the UW-Madison Division of Extension Horticulture Program. The course is designed to teach you troubleshooting skills for plant-related problems. The course will run February 1st through April 30th. At the end of the course, participants will be able to explain the steps of the diagnostic process, identify appropriate resources to use in the diagnostic process, and learn how to use UW-Madison Division of Extension diagnostic services and labs for extra help when you need it. The online course is self-paced with 13 modules that include videos, reading, and interactive activities, two live webinars, putting the process into practice, real-world diagnostics led by extension educators, and Meet the Labs, presented by diagnostic lab directors, are included in the course. Anyone interested in becoming a better gardener and detecting problems as they arise is invited to participate in the course. An early bird registration runs through Sunday at $99 for the general public and commercial professionals. Regular registration will run January 22nd through 31st at $109. There is also a special discounted price of $49 for active participants in the Wisconsin Extension Master Gardener Program. Find more information at hort.extension.wisc.edu/plant-diagnostics-course. If you have ready-to-eat charcuterie meat products in your fridge, you will want to check the brand. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Safety Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert due to concerns about salmonella illnesses. The product names are Busetto brand charcuterie sampler and Fratelli Beretta brand antipasto grand Beretta. These were sold at Sam's Club and Costco. Both products come as a twin pack with two trays of meats. There have been 47 illnesses and 10 hospitalizations across 22 states, including two people in Wisconsin. In your refrigerator, you should throw them away or return them to the place of purchase. The 2026 Wisconsin Farm Technology Days location has been announced. The 72nd Wisconsin Farm Technology Days will be held at Reditz's No Joke Dairy in Stratford, Wisconsin. These fifth-generation farm owners are excited to host on July 14th through the 16th in 2026. Today's winner of $100 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Marilyn Gilligan of Richland Center on ticket number 3.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Today is Friday, January 19th. Frederick E., Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel, died January 8th at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Cimarron American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Cimarron Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel. Elvina Mary, 107, of Bloom Township, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the services will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 3:30 until 6:30, and again Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Elvina Mary, 107, of Bloom Township. Juan Carlos de la Cruz Lopez, 56, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the UW Health University Hospital from injuries sustained in a work accident. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Juan Carlos de la Cruz Lopez, 56, of Richland Center. John Francis Bone, age 74, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Military rites will follow. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Monday from 4 to 7 with a KC Rosary at 3:30. Friends may also call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to the Waniwak American Legion are appreciated. John Francis Bone, age 74. Rodney Dale Rux, 79, of Muscadet, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held Thursday at the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Rodney Dale Rux, 79, of Muscadet. Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66, of Lime Ridge, died Monday at St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 27th at 11 at the Casanova Chapel. Friends may call at the Casanova Chapel Saturday, January 27th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66, of Lime Ridge.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, still plenty cold across the area, seeing a reinforcing shot of Arctic air move in from the northwest. That'll be with us for a good part of the weekend, but we're going to see quite a turnaround going into early next week as mild air flows in from the west and eventually some moisture as well. Now, looks like any flurries out there early tonight will move away. Should have a dry weekend shaping up, even some sunshine, and then we're looking forward to a chance of precipitation. precipitation late Monday night and Tuesday. That's a pretty high chance at this point. And with the warmer air coming in, that could be a wet snow or a wintry mix, depending on how exactly warm it gets. So be sure to check in for updates if you have any travel plans there late Monday night and Tuesday. There could be another system lined up to impact us toward the end of next week with some light precipitation. And it does look like those mild temperatures will stick around pretty much all of next week. Here's a forecast for tonight. Some scattered evening flurries, then clearing off gradually. Low temperature down to 8 below zero with northwest winds at 5 to 10. A wind chill advisory in effect for the region as we head from 3 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Wind chills could be at least 20 below zero. And throughout the rest of our Saturday, look for plenty of sunshine. High temperature up to 11 degrees. Northwest wind 5 to 10 becoming westerly. Saturday night partly cloudy and rather cold. Low 10 below zero. Sunday partly cloudy, turning breezy. High up to 18 with gusty south winds. As we head into Monday, mostly cloudy and warmer, low 13, high 31. Snow and wintry mix becoming likely late Monday night. Tuesday, a 70% chance of snow, even a wintry mix or some rain in there as well. Slushy accumulations of a few inches not out of the question, high in the mid-30s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and mild, high 37. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, high near 36. Stay warm out there tonight. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly clear and 5 degrees after a daytime high of 9 and a morning low of 1. Yesterday's high was 14, and we received a dusting to a half inch of snow. Record high set back in 1981 is 49 degrees with a record low of 38 below set back in 1994. Last year's high was 36 with a low of 30. Sunset already took place tonight at 4:56, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:28. Winds are out of the southwest at around 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.37, and we have received a dusting of snow so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 5 degrees. And a reminder, there is that wind chill advisory out for the area, and that is supposed to take effect at 3 a.m. on Saturday and at around 9 a.m.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Dad, are we there yet? I wonder what went through my dad's head when I asked that question so many years ago. Think about it, Tim. If we were there, I would have stopped driving. Hello? Are we there yet? There's an anticipation exploding from that question. We imagine images of what is waiting for us when we reach our destination. What will we see? Who will be there to greet us? What kind of adventures will we have? The question also implies that we know we haven't arrived yet. We could settle for what we've experienced already and be okay. But we have this inner sense that there must be more. If we stop driving forward, we will never experience what is meant to be. The Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Are we there yet? No, but someday we will be. So keep driving on. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Tonight's North Crawford Seneca at Richland Center wrestling match has been canceled. First of all, I wanted to pass that information along to you. Once again, tonight's North Crawford Seneca at Richland Center wrestling match has been canceled. And here is Phil Nee with tonight's area sports schedule.
Tonight in wrestling action, Riverdale is hosting Boscobel, Wazika Steuben, and Mineral Point. Darlington Blackhawk, Iowa Grand Highland are all at Fenimore. And tonight's Richland Center North Crawford Seneca match has been postponed. In girls basketball, Kickapoo at DeSoto, Ithaca at Lafarge. Brookwood is playing at Wonewoc Center. It's also Cashton at Bangor, Royal at Hillsboro, and New Lisbon at Nisida. Sauk Prairie plays at Reedsburg. In area boys basketball, Southwestern at Mineral Point, Riverdale at Iowa Grant, Fenimore visits Boscobel, Cuba City at Darlington, Cassville at Belmont, DeForest visits Reedsburg, Shoalsburg at Highland, Weston plays at Wazika Steuben, Westby at GET, Dodgeville is at Platteville in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, River Valley at Prairie du Chien, and Richland Center at Lancaster. That comes up later on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Coach Brian Poles this week was preparing the Hornets for another conference game.
Quick practices here before getting back into conference against Lancaster, a team that is young and up and coming. I think they're 6-7 right now. They got a couple of sophomores that lead them. And so they're going to continue to get better not only this year, but in the years to come. So they play really hard. I think they're going to extend some pressure against us on Friday, so we've got to be able to handle that. We've got to match their effort level, and it'll be coming down to how well we take care of the ball, whether or not we can compete.
Richland Center at Lancaster boys basketball can be heard on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show tonight around 7:15. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Too many turnovers and a defensive effort, not like normal, both contributed to the loss at Penn State earlier this week. Indiana and Wisconsin meet tonight at 7:30 in a Big Ten conference game that both sides need to win. The Badgers and Hoosiers are both coming off defeats. The last time the two teams met, Coach Greg Gard's team was shut down 63-45 at Assembly Hall in Bloomington. The Badgers were playing that game without leading scorer Tyler Wall. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7, AM 1450, online at WRCE.fm, and also on the Civic Media app. Pregame will start at around 6:30. St. John's coach Rick Pitino is expected back on the sideline tomorrow against number 17 Marquette following a bout with COVID-19. The 71-year-old Pitino was at practice yesterday after missing his team's 80-65 blowout Tuesday night at Seton Hall. Minus their Hall of Fame coach, the Red Storm gave up 28 straight points by the first-place Pirates to close the first half and begin the second. Associate head coach Steve Massilio ran the team in the absence of Pitino. Red Storm guard Jordan Dingle, the team's third leading scorer, also sat out versus Seton Hall because of illness and won't play against Marquette at Madison Square Garden. Baseball fans wanting to watch the Brewers play ball find themselves needing to get an Amazon Prime membership to see the games. The New York Post is reporting Milwaukee is among five major league teams whose games will be streamed exclusively on Prime. Membership cost is $14.99 a month. Regional sports networks have had major issues for the last year. This would be the first time Amazon Prime has entered the regional sports network business. It is possible there would be an additional charge added to the membership cost, but that hasn't been determined yet. And a person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that hard-throwing reliever and former Brewer Josh Hader and the Houston Astros have agreed to a $95 million five-year contract. The person spoke on conditions of anonymity because the deal was subject to a successful physical. Hader's deal can be considered the most lucrative for a relief pitcher, even while falling short of the total dollars in Edwin Diaz's $102 million five-year contract with the New York Mets that began last year. Diaz's contract includes $26.5 million in deferred payments he won't completely receive until 2042 and was valued at $93.2 million for the baseball's luxury tax. WRCS Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Boscobel and Muscadet clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Aderers in Plain for great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aderers in Plain, Blanchardville and Dodgeville.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Corn was mostly higher Friday. Soybeans, cattle, and hogs finished mostly lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans closed mostly modestly lower. They were up initially, helped out by the sale of 297,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China, but they were not able to hold on to those early gains. Harvest activities gaining steam in Brazil with lower crop estimates from private firms. March beans were down a quarter at 12.13 and a quarter. May was 1 1/4 lower at 12.23. March soybean meal was down $4.80 at $356.50, and March soybean oil was 72 points lower at $46.90. Corn was mixed, mostly modestly higher. Weekly export sales were solid at more than 1.2 million tons, with more than half of that to Mexico. Rain is in the forecast for parts of Brazil, and while Argentina is drier, conditions are still good overall. March corn was up a penny and a half at 445 and a half, and May was one higher at 456. and wheat was up on short covering technical buying and the mostly lower trade in the dollar during the session. While most U.S. winter wheat has snow cover, winter kill is still a possibility in some areas. Wheat remains oversold, but gains will likely continue to be limited by the slow export demand. March Chicago was up 7.75 at 5.93 and a quarter. March Kansas City was 2.75 higher at 6.08. March Minneapolis was up 7.5 at 6.95.5. Live and feeder cattle were mostly lower, had a widespread direct business, and the USDA's on feed numbers, which were out after the close. Those are pretty close to pre-report expectations. February live was down 45 at 174.37. April was 27 lower at 177.37. March feeders were down 60 at 231.95. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade and their premium to cash, with February down 35 at 70.75 and April 30 lower at 78.15. Brett Burnett has your full look at cash livestock after this.
In his last will and testament, Robert has bequeathed to his only heir and devoted caretaker 1/3 of his house, 1/3 of his truck, and 1/3 of his beloved dog, Mr. Bo here.
Excuse me, I'm a little confused.
Don't settle for a fraction of what you deserve, especially at harvest. Yield your best with Veltima fungicide's proven plant health benefits and revolutionary application flexibility.
1/3 of a dog. Right.
Get everything you deserve with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
What does supporting rural communities look like? At Compeer Financial, we believe it starts with giving back. That's why we are here, with grants that invest in the communities we serve to help beginning farmers, fund agricultural education, support first responders, stimulate economic growth, and partner with causes that matter to our clients. Visit Compeer.com to learn more. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Direct cash cattle trade saw some light trade reported in parts of Nebraska at 274, roughly $1 higher than the previous week's weighted average. But the rest of cattle country remained locked in a standoff. Asking prices are around 175 plus in the south and 275 plus in the north. Boxed beef closed lower on Friday. Choice was down 79 cents at 295.50. Select was down 71 cents at 283.05. The choice select spread was 1245. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, up 16,000 on the week and down 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed steady to lower on Friday. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.42 with a base range of $39 to $50 and weighted average price of $46.42. Estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News. I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. An ag economist is concerned about delays in Washington and how they affect the new farm bill. Jonathan Kappas at the University of Illinois tells Brownfield,
honestly, this sort of kicking the can down the road on appropriations and funding issues will only continue to slow up progress on a farm bill because it's not moving until this is sorted out.
More news is next.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Northwest Iowa crop and livestock producer Nathan Anderson says he's getting good results from a mix of cover crops.
Agronomically, they fit the niche that we provide in a corn and soybean system. So species like cereal rye, winter rye, does well when it's cold, that can germinate in a variety of conditions, and that can generate a lot of biomass.
The Renewable Fuels Association is asking California to increase the availability of flex fuel vehicles throughout the state. RFA Chief Economist Scott Richmond tells Brownfield,
as California's electric vehicle mandate proceeds over the next decade, it's important that we have avenues to try to increasingly use ethanol for the portion of the light-duty vehicle fleet that has those engines.
And placements of cattle into U.S. feedlots have declined for a second consecutive month. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Using the entire suite. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere. Illinois farmer Chris Gould says he uses the whole suite of John Deere software and hardware to manage his operation. Beginning with the yield monitor at harvest, he tells Brownfield the data informs fertilizer and seeding rates for the next growing season. More after this on Brownfield.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter. And unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Chris Gould grows corn and soybeans near Maple Park in northwest Illinois and says he uses John Deere equipment on his farm.
Yeah, I would guess we would say we use the whole suite of hardware and software to come up with a plan and manage our operation. I guess it starts with the yield monitors and the combines. After we post-calibrate the yield maps with truck scale tickets, then we use those to generate yield goal maps, which in turn become our what we use to fertilize and set up seeding rates.
He tells Brownfield John Deere technology helps his farm be more efficient.
There's a lot of debate around variable rate seeding and whether it pays or not. I guess I'm a believer that you may not change your total seed bill, but maybe you're redistributing that input to where it can be more useful and hopefully, you know, maximize yield with the same amount of inputs. That's the seeding side of it for sure. Fertilizer to me makes sense because we're going to fertilize where we can grow more crop and probably not worry so much about those areas of the field that we're probably not going to grow a crop.
Gould calls his combine's yield monitor the foundation of his farm management.
But lately I've started using the mobile op center a lot, being able to see where all of our equipment is and what's happening, what they're doing, how they're performing. We also have our trucks integrated with that and being able to see where the trucks are. I just find that super useful in trying to manage and make sure everything's, I don't know, moving along as efficiently as it can be.
And Gould says John Deere technology reduces downtime.
I get an alert when a machine has a problem. So, even sometimes before I get the phone call, I know if a machine has stopped or is idling or whatever. And then I can be more proactive in getting help sent that direction, or what's the problem, or can we now do the trucks to a different direction while we're fixing the combine that's broken over here. So it just gives me, I think, maybe described as like a bird's eye view of what's going on, and I can kind of help move the pieces around to be as efficient as we can.
Visit your local John Deere dealer to learn more or go to deere.com.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere.
Does your employer provide weeks of paid time off in your year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? Rockwell offers that too. A 401k with company annual bonus for all employees, unlimited $1,500 referral bonus, paid parental leave, a tuition reimbursement program, countless opportunities for advancement. Yeah, Rockwell Automation offers all of that and more. Our second shift team is growing, and we'd like you to be part of it. With wages for second shift assemblers starting over $22 an hour on top of the already mentioned great benefits, what are you waiting for? It's time for you to join our team. We aren't your typical industrial experience. We're a great place to work because of the great people that work here. And it's been that way since 1971. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in days between 10 a.m. and an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story, or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock. Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The Hillsboro Lions Club invites you out to bingo this Sunday at Hillsboro Community Center. Lunch will be available starting at 11:30, and bingo will begin at 1 sharp. Regular and progressive bingo will be played. Progressive white bingo sheets will be sold during the first and second sessions only. Come enjoy a great day with your friends from the Hillsboro Lions Club at the Hillsboro Community Center this Sunday afternoon, starting at 1 sharp.
On my way. Speakers thump and windows down. Smell honeysuckle, ain't far now. I'm almost there, and I can hardly wait. It ain't too far, just drive till the blacktop turns to gravel, and take a ride when I cross the old wood bridge. Walk in the front door, oh my, oh my, there's my sweet angel, and I'm standing in the best place that there is, south of heaven. Holy jeans, halo, and wings. She rocked me in that front porch swing. I ask her where she wants to go tonight. Whisper in my ear, tells me we're already here. I just smile and say, girl, I think you're right. It ain't too far, just drive till the blacktop turns to gravel, and take a right when I cross the old wood bridge. I walk in the front door, oh my, there's my sweet angel, and I'm standing in the best place. Until then, this old truck can take me mad.
blacktop turns to gravel and take a right when I cross that old wood bridge. Lock in the front door, oh my, oh my, there's my sweet angel and I'm standing in the best place that there is. Oh no, it ain't too far, just drive till the blacktop turns to gravel and take a right when I cross that old wood bridge.
Town to keep me busy, I've been running around, up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on the mind, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the south shines like gold down these old Round Bell River Valley back roads, way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town, settling down out here on the outskirts. If I'd have had a lick of damn sense, I'd be on the greener side of that fence. Little starter house, we finally outgrown. 1,200 feet, we're about to add on. Smiling out there, watching them. Big old yellow bug, it's about to break ground. While you're shooting all my baby names down. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the south shore shines like.
That was Sam Hunt with Outskirts. Before that, we had Steve Richard with South of Heaven on Country and Community. Good evening. I'm Tim Thede. I hope each and every one of you are having a great Friday night. And it's been kind of a long week. The reason why it's been feeling so long is because of all these cold temperatures we have. And tonight's no exception. Better than what it was earlier in the week. But right now, the Wirtz Floor and Home thermometer says it's 5 degrees outside, and winds are only out of the southwest at around 5 miles per hour, making it feel a little bit colder on this Friday evening. So please, if you're out and about, be sure to bundle up so you can stay warm. And a reminder, there is that wind chill advisory that takes effect on Saturday at 3 a.m. and only lasts until 9 a.m. Yeah, tonight, though, we will be having sports action for you. But first of all, I just want to remind you that tonight's North Crawford Seneca at Richland Center wrestling match has been canceled, so that will not be held this evening. But We will be bringing you some great high school basketball action, as Richland Center will be at Lancaster in boys action. Phil Neal will be making the call for that game, and that'll start at around 7:15. Also, the Badgers will be playing some basketball as they take on Indiana, and tip-off for that game tonight will be at around 7:30, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on you will be able to hear that broadcast of the game. You can't hear it yet because the game is, the tip-off isn't until 7:30. So the tip-off between Wisconsin and Indiana is at 7:30. You can hear that game on WRCE later on. That's WRCE 107.7 AM 1450. Also online at WRCE.FM and on the Civic Media app. Pre-game for that program will start at around 6:30. And coming up around 6:30 tonight also, we'll be bringing you a report. Phil talked with Mike Clemens from Civic Media about the Packers and their big matchup this weekend against San Francisco in that division playoff game. So be sure to tune in for that coming up at shortly around the around 6:30 for that. Coming up next, we will bring you Eli Mosley with Like We Only Have Tonight.
Baby, put down your phone. It's all bad news. There ain't nothing on there helping me and you. So I'll pour the wine. If you'll get the glass, let's sit out on our porch like it was our last time. Yesterday's a memory, tomorrow's a mystery. Today's our only chance to get it right. While we're living in the moment, baby, let's own it like we only have tonight. Out of the blue, while the sun's going down, it feels like there's no one but us around. Just like that, it's all so clear. We gotta make the most of the days we're